and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Let's check out some weather real quick, some temperatures in the western part of the state and out Panhandle, Texas and Oklahoma. 81 at Hollis, 82 at Eric, 79 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. Anybody heard the out-sowing wheat yet? I didn't know, or Truticow. He does Truticow. Anyway, I hadn't heard from him in a few days. I know his neighbor down south, I could see the dust from Elk City where he's sowing some wheat because he had to diss the ground first. Anyway, the dust is flying, dude. And we got a mini drought coming up the next 10 to 14 days. Hope it comes up. Anyway, 79 at Arnett, home of the world famous Lori Campbell. Actually, she's going to be at our North Fork Quail Forever banquet tonight. So anyway, that's going on. You guys, there's still a few tickets available. Come on out. 6 o'clock. Support Harmon, Roger Mills, Greer, and Beckham County Quail Forever chapter. All the money stays right here in our area, except for the membership dues, which ain't all that much. But anyway, come out and join. 6 o'clock starts at 6. We got raffles going on, games going on. Poppies is serving the meal. It'll be at the all new Elk City Golf and Country Club clubhouse there. And then we'll have an auction. And just anyway, raising lots of money for a really good cause. So you guys come on out. 6 o'clock tonight at the Elk City Golf and Country Club clubhouse. So anyway, 79 degrees at Alva, 79 at Hinton out here in the panhandle of Texas. We got 80 at Canadian, 79 at McLean, 82 at Wellington, 81. Just a nice day. Man, you gotta love these temperatures. And no wind. Man, the wind. So anyway, I got some sowed yesterday and some the day before. Won't get nothing done today. And one of our ex-employees here at the studio sending me a text. She's not being very nice. Anyway, but that's just the way she is. All right, some things I need to talk about before we get into our world of agriculture news. Coming up, October 5th, number 5, at 6 p.m., the Berlin Volunteer Fire Department is going to be having its annual fish fry, donation only. The Berlin Fire Station is at Berlin. Google it. It'll get you there. Not too far west of Elk City here. But anyway, please go support our local volunteer fire department, especially Berlin. Berlin and Sweetwater and Cheyenne. Well, all of them. I ain't going to pick any of them out. Sorry. But anyway, they do a wonderful job. They support other fire departments in southwest and northwest Oklahoma. So they need all the money they can get. So their annual fish fry is coming up October 5th at 6 p.m., donation only. So please go out and support your local volunteer fire departments no matter where you're at, anytime you can. All right, we got some more breaking news. Man, the local kids at the, or the Western Oklahoma kids are kicking some tail at the OIE shooting sports event. I'm going to see if I can get this all right because I went off social media to get all this information. But anyway, let's start with the juniors. The Beckham County 4-H are your overall champions. Apache was reserve, and Dewey County was 4-H was the bronze. So congratulations to those guys. Seniors, Woodward, congratulations to Woodward, overall champion. Pontotoc 4-H was the reserve. I hope I said that right. And Beckham County 4-H was the bronze. Bethel was in fourth place. And Craig County is in fifth place. Anyway, but I wanted to kind of, because I got a couple of those kids in there that I know real well on the Beckham County Junior 4-H. Let me get to this. So the Beckham County 4-H Junior Squad put on a whooping today at the 2024 OY Championships. Junior Champion Trap Reserve Champion Sporting Clays and Champion Overall Shooting Sports Team. So congratulations to these kids, Kinsley Harmon, Krutz Killoffer, Carter Ripetoe, Case Killoffer, and Reed Tucker. Congratulations to all of them. I want to give a big shout out not only to all the coaches on all the shooting teams out there, because it takes time. And you know how kids are, trying to get them rounded up and get everybody synced. And, you know, one of them's dog might have forgot to get fed and they're worried about it, not worrying about shooting. But thank you, coaches, for what all you guys do. And because I personally know Paul Hightower and Monty Tucker, and I know they spend a lot of time away from home to promote shooting sports and to make sure the Beckham County 4-H and the SARE and all the local cities and towns in Beckham County are shooting well. So thank you so much to all the coaches. But, you know, Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma here in Elk City, Woodward, and I don't remember all the rest of the place. They are a huge supporter of the OYE shooting sports. They're a huge supporter of everything. But anyway, I want to give a big shout out, a big thank you to Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma for supporting these youth. And I did notice something. Lori White, she had posted the deal on the Dewey County 4-H shotgun team, but I keep forgetting this, and I want to remind parents out there, and any, hopefully all the kids are in school and not listening to my show, but if you are, be aware that, you know, these kids on the OY, on the shooting sports, whether it's the FFA or the Scholastic, however you want to say that, and the 4-H team, they need to have hunter education. So if they don't have hunter education and your kids are going to get on the shooting teams, they need to get it. So anyway, be sure if you hear about a hunter education course in your area, make sure get them signed up if they don't have a hunter safety course. But Lori posted this from the Ellis County OSU Extension. I'm going to share this with you guys. It was such a great response to the number of 4-H members interested in the shooting sports program. The Ellis County Game Warden is willing to conduct an in-person hunter safety course in October. This three-day course will be from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock on October 8th, 9th, and 10th. More details to come, but if you're interested, please contact the OSU Extension office to get signed up. This is a great opportunity to take advantage of this class. And Monty must be not listening to the show, because I know he's up there. They're probably shooting or something. Anyway, he sent me a text message just now. Big thanks to Farm Bureau for supporting and cooking over 400 hamburgers and 300 hot dogs to all the contestants and coaches and parents yesterday. Thank you, Farm Bureau, for doing that. I mean, Farm Bureau, Bank of Western Oklahoma, the Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma, thank you guys for what you do in supporting these deals. And that's another reason why we have our Quail Forever banquet, because we do support the shooting teams in one way or another. And I totaled it up last year, in the last 9 years, $80,000 that we spent right here locally towards shooting teams, or youth, not necessarily all shooting teams. But anyway, that's a lot of moolah. So anyway, it takes a lot of money for those kids to trap, shoot, practice and stuff. Clay pigeons and shotgun shells aren't free. So anyway, but Monty did make the comment. He said, the Dewey County beat us in the sporting clay by one target, but we really do like those guys. So anyway, pretty good. So it's kind of fun. Stock shows and these shooting sports, it's a blast. So now if OYE will come across with another limo, to when they have their deal in the spring to bring in the shooting sports guys in their limo. That'd be pretty cool. So somebody take some of your cattle money you made this year and donate some money to the OYE and tell them you want a limo for the shooting sports winners, champions, and all that. It's pretty fun. That's a big event at OYE to get out in the limo and the arena and all that good stuff. So anyway, it's just fun. It's just part of life in Western Oklahoma. Everybody knows it. Well, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour Day. And our happy hour, not day, but the happy hour brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. If you guys see anybody kicking up dust up there around Grimes or something, give old Donnie Walker a call. Tell him it's too dry to be sowing his wheat and leave that other stuff at home. Anyway, all right. We'll be right back after this Oklahoma Farm Bureau break brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
This is a Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, September 23rd. 1,265 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 374 brought 316. 20 at 602 brought 238. 17 at 770 brought 219. 65 at 816 brought 242.50. 48 at 936 brought 234.50. 3 at 957 brought 216. 4 head of heifers at 351 brought 313. 9 at 537 brought 254. 7 at 594 brought 237. 4 at 691 brought 226. 3 at 725 brought 220. 6 at 874 brought 222. 4 at 966 brought 198. Butcher cows were 5 to 132.50. Butcher bulls brought 118 to 153. Bred cows were 1500 to 1800. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here is your ag weather update for out in the Panhandle of Texas, which this town's actually not in the Panhandle, but it's close enough. Odell, Texas, 82 degrees, heat index at 81, humidity's at 37, dew point's 53, the winds are out of the northeast at 5 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, whopping 11 miles an hour, 74 one-hundredths of an inch so far this month in rain, and no red flag minutes today, 8-inch soil temperature, 78 degrees. And before I forgot one individual I wanted to give a big pat on the back. Anyway, Bo Patton from Woodward, Oklahoma. He is the 2024 OYE overall grand champion shotgun shooting sports individual. Out of 761 kids shooting in that deal, he is the best of the best. So congratulations, Mr. Bo Patton from Woodward, Oklahoma. Big time. All right, let's see what was happening in our big world of agriculture. If I can find it overnight. There it is. All right, let's see what happened overnight. Soybean and grain futures were lower overnight as the U.S. harvest rolls on. I've been watching the markets all morning and they're all over the place. 13% of the U.S. soybean crop was harvested as of Sunday from 6% a week earlier and the prior five-year average of 8%, according to the USDA. About 65% of the soybeans were dropping leaves versus 44% a week earlier. Average is 57, so it's above average. 14% of the U.S. corn was in the bin at the start of the week. That's up from 9% a week earlier, and the average 11% for this time of the year. So they're a little bit behind, but not bad. Some 61% were mature compared with 45% a week earlier and the 55% average. The spring wheat harvest is about done, 96% done. Rain is in the forecast for much of the eastern corn belt in the next 5 days. Guys, you need to get on the radar and check out it's a tropical storm, but it's a hurricane. It says it's a tropical storm. It's a hurricane. Helene is intensifying right now. I think it's about 250 miles southwest of Tampa right now, and it is mean looking. They got the whole eastern half of the United States is under rain right now, and the hurricane ain't even got there yet. So anyway, the storm surge is forecast to bring rainfall as far as northwest southern Missouri and Illinois, according to the National Weather Service. Still, the western Corn Belt, including the Dakotas and Minnesota, and most of Kansas will stay dry. So let's see here. Pretty much it. All right, let's go ahead and check out the Lipscomb dealerships grain market update. And where's it at? There, I lost it. There it is. I got you. Yeah, there are things all over. Everything's red. It was green earlier. Now it's green. Everything that was red is now green. Anyway, December corn, 413, down 2.25. March corn, 430, down 2.5. Soybeans for November, 1044, down 9.25. January, 1062, down 9. Soybean meal, October, 324.50, down 1.75. Or 160, not 1.75, sorry. December, 327, down 120. Soybean oil, October, 43.48, down 90. December, 43.31, down 84. And hard red winter wheat, December, 579, down 2. March is down 2, also at 593. We'll get back over here. Let's check out what oil's doing out of West Texas. November, 67.71, down $1.98. December, 67.23, down $1.90. Natural gas, first time it's been in the red in a while, but it just changed. It's not terrible. It's at October's at 256. Looks like the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ are all in the green today compared to yesterday. Let's see what cattle are doing. Live cattle, October, 183.72, up 67. December, 184.55, up 22. Feeder cattle for October, 246.32, up 30. November's 244.22, up 17. Lean hogs, October, 81.50, down 97. December, 73.07, down 182. How about that? So, got that going on. All right, let's see here. I had something that I wanted to inform you guys on. I seen this. I don't know how many of you guys get a daily email from AgWeb, but this morning I seen something that for all you guys that's got the newer ones, 2018 and newer, Farm Journal has learned that for the next few weeks until October 16th, John Deere dealerships across the United States and Canada are offering the See and Spray Premium Smart Spraying Kit installs for free on qualifying sprayers. To qualify for this promotion, the sprayer must be a 2018 or newer John Deere machine with a G5 display, John Deere link modem, and a 120-foot spray boom with Exact Apply and Boom Track Pro 2.0 installed and turned on. Growers also need to agree to run the technology across 500 acres in crop for the first year of use. Beyond those boxes to check, no additional concessions from growers are required to qualify for the promotion. After the 500-acre milestone is achieved, the technology is forever the farmers to keep and use how they see fit. Ag retailers that maintain their own application fleets as well as custom application service providers are also eligible for this promotion. The $5 per acre subscription fee currently associated with the See and Spray does still apply, John Deere says. However, in 2025, the company intends to change how that fee is billed. Previously, farmers had to pay a tier acreage fee, crop type dependent, for each acre they drove over with the See and Spray system activated, regardless of whether the machine was spraying or not spraying. Next year, the fee will only be billed when the machine is not actively applying. So let me read that again, that the fee will only be billed when the machine is not actively applying, so farmers will only be billed for the acres where the technology is actively engaged in saving them money. One thing I would note is that this is a one-time program. This is not something that anyone should expect us to keep running, said the manager, Tyler Hogriff, I think. Production ag marketing manager for John Deere. Now is the right opportunity to do this to help our customers. He cites the ongoing drought that has beset much of the Midwest and other areas of the country, as well as low commodity prices and an overall difficult operating environment as motivation for deeply discounting the technology. See and Spray Premium debuted in 2023 as a precision upgrade, and in 2024 it was offered with a $25,000 price tag. John Deere recently discussed See and Spray's ongoing evolution from a performance standpoint. The manufacturer says farmers ran the technology across 1 million acres this year, reducing herbicide application by an average of 59%. John Deere also says it will focus in 2025 on helping ensure farmers and their agronomic advisors understand how best to plan around and utilize the See and Spray system. Our customers and our dealers both are reporting back to us that the system works unbelievably well, he said. There's a lot of progress that has been made with the See and Spray and the value it's bringing to our country customers, and we're starting to realize that it's that at the scale now. Ryan Riddle is a dealer manager with Central Ohio John Deere Dealers Ag Pro. He's also spent 8 years working at John Deere Corporate as an instructor and systems specialist. He echoes his segment on the See and Spray's in-crop performance. With our three machines that we ran this summer in Ohio, we are seeing a 63% reduction in herbicide applied. So it's working very well. So anyway, sounds like good things to happen. So if you got one, 2018 or newer, it's free. It looks like it's got a $25,000 tag on it, price tag on it. So it's free. I know everything else is not free, but hey, 60% on herbicide is a lot of money. So there you have it. Sugar Daddy, are you listening out there, Dale High? You need to switch. You need to switch, sir. That's all I can tell you. Anyway, all right, let's go ahead and take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. When we get back, I'll have your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. And I'm going to talk about Alice Chandler's today. So anyway, here after a while, the old stuff. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Your cattle need feed. They've got to eat. So you need a reliable source of feed that won't break the bank. Kirk Feeds in Eric offers competitive prices on bulk feed at the store and delivered to your place. We also carry fence wire, T-post, gates, water tanks, and a lot more farm and ranch supplies. We get new products every week, so check back often to see if we have something else you need. We even have the sportsman covered for all your hunting needs. Farming and ranching is in our blood, and we want to help keep agriculture strong. Kirk Feeds, 117 West 2nd Street in Eric.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. You have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. They have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Kent Watkins here, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. It is time for fall cover crop seed. This is a critical step in the growing process. Remember, keep it covered. Stop by SEI Agritech to get all your fall cover crop seed. In addition to that, we are now contracting winter cattle kits, another very important part of livestock management. Come see me. Let's get all your fall seed and your winter feed contracts done. All here at SEI Agritech in Elk City, located on South Randall.
The second annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 7th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater, featuring 42 registered age advantage bulls, also an elite group of 17 registered heifers, and over 100 bred commercial heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to McIntyreRedAngus.com. A lot of great cattle is for sale near Sweetwater the first Monday in October. The second annual McIntyre Red Angus Fall event is Monday, October 7th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Man, I'm so far behind. Been busy. Anyway, Tulsa State Fair is going on. I forgot. I knew it was coming, but I didn't know it was already going on. Anyway, if you're at the Tulsa State Fair this weekend, stop by the Cattleman's Beef Tent and the OCA Beef Tent, that is. Anyway, they're going to be serving delicious ribeye steak sandwiches straight from the grill. And they're open every day from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. 11 days, awesome. So anyway, it's on the south side of the Ford Dealer Barn.
if you want to go by there and get you a ribeye steak sandwich. Matter of fact, I think we're having some, maybe having some steaks tonight at the Quail Banquet. So, anyway, got lots of people showing up for that. Okay, let's do some ag weather for northwestern Oklahoma. Since I seen Lori White's post last night on the OIE, let's go with Putnam. 81 degrees, feels like 80. Dew point's 49, humidity's 34%, and the winds are out of the east at 6 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 2.06 inches of rain. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 69 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.9. Sunset at 7:27, 84 degrees. Today, northeast winds. Tonight, 55. Tomorrow, more of the same. Mostly sunny, 84, and the winds will be out of the north tomorrow. So I haven't got any text message for anybody. Is he make? Can anybody see Donnie up there? Dust or not? He's, well, he might be dusting it in now, sowing his weed up there by Grimes. Anybody see him yet? That dust storm that he's stirring up there. No, if not, it is what it is. Hey, the new penny news is out. If you ain't went already, got one of your copies. But I was reading Jerry Nine in there on the Today in Ag pages. Actually, that's brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City. Anyway, I was reading through there, and you guys can read it, but there are a couple of little quotes, some of his, quotes that he always does. He says, the preacher said, unless something changes on the inside, nothing changes on the outside. So pass that on to your friends and kids. That's a pretty good quotation. So this young gal was helping her dad move some oil field equipment. The Department of Transportation man stopped her. He walked all around the trailer as if he was trying to give her a ticket. He walked back to the driver door and asked her, what do you weigh? She told him, it's none of your business what I weigh. I thought that was pretty good. But anyway, the preacher quote was pretty good. Oh, there was an insert in there. I forgot. The buy of the week. Here you go, guys. The buy of the week at Atwood's in the insert there. It is 40 pounds of unflavored deer corn, $6.99. But I think my buy of the week is in there is that Duke and Boone pop-up blind. It's usually around $130. They're selling it for $99.99. So anyway, and then coming up, let's see. Nope, that was last week. Anyway, so they got them going on. So there's your buy of the week. Okay, let's see here. I seen this. If you got kids or interested, in becoming a veterinarian assistant, Texas A&M is stepping out. So they got a program. Haley Andrews, a veterinarian science instructor in Pasadena, follows one guiding principle when it comes to choosing eighth grade students for the high school veterinarian science program. The more curious, the better. We're looking for those kids who aren't afraid to get their hands dirty. Veterinarian science is a unique industry, and we love finding those remarkable kids who want to develop their minds for veterinarian science. Andrew teaches a customized version of the Veterinarian Science Certificate Program offered by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service through the Department of Animal Science. At her school, students undergo a four-year pathway that accumulates during their senior year with an industry-based certificate exam. The exam, once passed, guarantees graduates are ready and qualified for work as a veterinarian assistant. They can then enter directly into a veterinarian assistant job and assist in treating animal injuries and illness, or they can apply the knowledge and experience for a multitude of pathways in the life science. When taken through their high school, students achieve for nothing less than $50 the cost of the exam. This is all free except the exam. And the program's approval by the Texas Education Agency has made incorporating the program into the new schools a lot easier. So, In participating high schools, veterinarian or agriculture science teachers lead students through the required coursework as part of a typical day. The students can also receive career in technology or science credits by taking the course. So, how's that? That's pretty cool. We need to do something like that in Oklahoma. Although the program was designed with Texas in mind, it's used in classrooms and for personal study across the United States and actually even internationally. The veterinarian science program is one of two programs with AgriLife Extension that meet the industry-based certificate standard granted by the Texas Education Agency. The standard ensures the curriculum of adequately prepares students for success in the workforce and post-secondary education. Schools also benefit from including industrial-based certifications because of the contribute to academic accountability ratings. That's pretty cool. Anyway, thank you, Texas AgriLife, for doing that. That's pretty cool stuff. All right, let's see here. What else we got? I got that covered. Oh, so speaking of the OCA and the ribeye sandwiches, I haven't talked about food in a while because, you know, guys, I like to share recipes and stuff like that every now and then. Well, it is becoming fall. The temperatures are slowly cooling back down. So with cooler temperatures setting in and families getting back into their fall routines, Americans are looking to stay in and be comfortable at home. In fact, one in three adults say they plan to eat out less over the next 6 months with at-home cooking on the rise. The Beef, It's What's for Dinner brand, funded by the Beef Checkoff, caught up with Pitmaster Erica Roby to share some of her favorite comfort recipes with a spin on flavor. So I got I'm not going to really share the recipe, but I want to talk about what they did. So as people dine at home more often, they're looking for ways to experiment with different flavors and ingredients to keep some of their favorite dishes fresh, says Roby. In addition to trying different flavors, it's like I like to use a variety of cuts of beef in my dishes. Beef is really versatile protein with lots of cuts to choose from. So if you find something on sale, chances are you can work it into one of your favorite dishes to save a little money and try something new. Or maybe go buy a quarter of beef and use whatever cut you want that's not on sale, because it's always on sale. Well, anyway, I got this and I'm going to, there, yeah, make sure I say this right. So Beef Bulgogi, I hope I say that right. Bulgogi is our beef bowls are the perfect example of a comforting dish that features bold flavors and highlights beef's versatility. It's very versatile. How's that? The Korean favorite recipe calls for a ribeye or sirloin steak, but one of Roby's favorite things about the recipe is you need to slice it thin. You can really use any tender steak for this recipe. The trick is to put raw steak in the freezer to let it firm up a little, and then it's easier to slice thinly and cooks up beautifully. The sliced beef is marinated and cooked in ginger, sesame oil, and soy sauce, and then paired with, they got me on this one. I'm gonna really mess these two words up. Kimchi and gochujang chili paste. Anyway, you guys know what I mean. Another great thing about the recipe that is easy to customize by adding in or leaving out ingredients. It's a quick and easy weeknight option. Another fall family favorite that makes mealtime easier is the traditional meat pie. My favorites. But who says you have to stick with one tradition? Different variations of meat pies are popular across the globe, making them a delicious way to explore different flavors, says Roby. It's your taste buds are looking to explore the flavors of turkey in North Africa. Roby's blissfully beefy boric recipe is a perfect choice. And anyway, so that's one of the deals. Me, I just, however they make them at the Quick Trips is good with me. So anyway, if you ever just look up Beef It's What's for Dinner, the website, and there's all kinds of recipes on there, and it's cool because beef is, I think, pretty much everybody's favorite dish around here. But if you want to add a little international twist to it, there's a couple of them on there right now. It looks pretty good. All right, let's see here. Oh, man, I talked about steaks too long. All right, we're going to take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather forecast for southwestern Oklahoma. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com. High cotton. The smarter way to clean your floors.
It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop. Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Alignment is very important. I mean, it causes the wear on your tires. So if you just let it go, the tires, instead of saying a 60,000 miles, will only last 30 or 40,000. It's called toe. It's where the tires are pigeon-toed. They're turned in, they're turned out. One may be one way, one may be the other. We always shake down the front end to make sure there's no loose parts, because our roads are so nice and smooth out here, that they do get some parts that wear out a little quicker. Uneven wear, edge wear, and shaking. Rough roads, potholes, constructions, and riding in the country. It all is tough on your vehicle. We have a gentleman who's been here nearly 11 years, very knowledgeable, knows what's going on. We probably average 5 alignments a day. Something, honestly, needs to probably be done every year. L&R Tire, 1204 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma.
The home of Bridgestone Firestone Tires.
At L&R Tire, we'll take good care of your vehicle.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When it comes time to put your hard-earned money toward a new vehicle, count on Lipscomb Dealerships to give you a better value and car buying experience with friendly, no-pressure sales and quality service backed by a half century of experience. Save more in the country at our 7 dealerships across Texoma with over 1,000 Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus KTMs and Can-Ams, always on sale at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people, great deals, family-owned since 1979.
XIT Auctions will be selling 335 acres of Greer County land Wednesday, October the 16th at Great Plains Bank in Mangum, Oklahoma. For all the details, go to XITauctions.com or call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. 260-acre tracks with new steel fences, rural water, and much more, and a small 12-acre track with a good steel lock fence. 393-4440 or XITauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Speaking of that XIT Auctions, Aubrey, I think, is going to be on Monday to talk about those tracks. Some pretty good tracks down there around Brinkman Willow, however you want to say it, down there. Anyway, there's pretty good tracks, land for sale, so he'll be on. All right, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. I haven't been to Medicine Park in about 6 months on the weather, so here we go. Medicine Park, 80 degrees. Dew point is 51. Humidity's 37. The winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles an hour. 10-day rain total, 1.13 inches of rain. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil. Temperature, 74 degrees. Sunset at 7:26. Sunny and 86 today. Going to have to hurry to get there. Clear, 57 for a low tonight. Mostly sunny. And 86 tomorrow with north winds. Kind of like today. But anyway, man, those poor cotton farmers and peanut farmers down there in Georgia and Florida and Alabama, they're getting ready to get hammered. Look, they're already getting hammered. I seen a YouTube video out about 10:30 last night where they had like 9 of those John Deere cotton balers trying to get everything they could get done before that hurricane hit today. So anyway, everybody keep their fingers crossed and keep people in mind in agriculture down there in Florida and Georgia and Alabama and the Carolinas in that area down there, because they're getting ready to get, I guess they said this is supposed to be a record storm surge. So anyway, keep them in mind down there. I did see where our power line was set up in Saratoga, is that right? Saracosta, Toca, wherever they're at down there in Florida. Our local boys out of Beckham County down there doing electrical telephone pole repairs. No electrical pole repairs down there in Florida. So keep them in mind for their keep them in your mind, in the back of your minds or front of your minds, in your prayers. How's that for their safe working conditions down there? Be safe, and because them are terrible working conditions when a hurricane hits, and safe trip back home. How about that? Okay, let's talk about Alice Chandler's. Alice Chalmers. There we go. Brother Dan and Ron Ripking were involved in starting the AAA Tractor Club. And what that AAA means is all about Alice. 10 years ago. Today, the AAA Club has over 150 members. Are you a member over there, Creston? A man over at the NRCS at Beckham County. I know he's big into that. Throughout Illinois and neighboring states, for a number of tractor collectors around Watson, Illinois, it's all about Alice Chalmers. A through C, that not only applies to the local AAA Tractor Club with the abbreviation all about Alice, but it's also particularly holds true for the Ripken family. I hope I'm saying that right. Ripken, which resides a few miles south of that town. In fact, brothers Dan and Don are involved in starting the club 10 years ago. Although their dad already had a couple Alice models, WD models, and a CA, Ron said the family's interest in the A to C tractors really took off when his late father, Alf, traded a Massey Harris tractor for the Alice D17 when he and Dan were still in grade school. I don't know when Dad bought the first WD, Ron says, noting that the family farmed with some cousins at the time, which also had A to C tractors. But the more memorable for us was when he traded for the D17. Dad bought in 1964, but it was actually a 1963 model. That was a big tractor back then. We could suddenly handle a four-bottom plow and a four-row cultivator, so we thought the D17 was the greatest thing we'd ever seen. Late Alice Chalmers models used on the farm included a Model 220 purchased in 1995, a couple 7000 series model, and a Model 8550 four-wheel drive, of course. That way back when Dan and Ron were still farming around 500 acres while working jobs in town, now they're both retired. The farm acreage has been reduced to about 40 acres. However, the number of Alice Chalmers tractors in their inventory continues to grow, and the numbers have grown right along with the family. It's a family hobby. We still have some of the tractors we used on the farm. We added a lot more as a part of a collection, Dan says, noting the oldest is a 1948 Model C. Counting implements, we're at around 62 pieces of Alice Chalmers equipment, he added. noting that about half of them are restored. It's also become a family hobby, with nearly everyone from our wives and kids to our grandkids owning a tractor of some kind. Naturally, several of those owned by grandkids are toy tractors, pedal tractors, or garden tractors. In fact, all the grandkids get 1/16 scale toy tractor on their first Christmas. Surrounded by such a strong influence, there have been naturally been a few conversions over the year. As an example, Ron's wife, Christy, grew up on a farm with International Harvester tractors. Today, she has her own model D10. Dan's wife, Carla, grew up with John Deere tractors. These days, she bleeds orange, just like the rest of the family. They're certainly not alone. In addition, most of Ron's seven children, Zach, Jake, Joe, John, Beth, Lynn, and Katie, and 20 grandchildren, and Dan's three children, Brett, Nicole, and Sarah, and five grandchildren, own a part of the collection. Ron's son, Joe, and Dan's son, Brett, even own a model D21 that they've rebuilt specifically for tractor pulling competition. Yeah, I remember back in the 70s and early 80s when a lot of these guys around here were into that tractor pulling. It seems like the Alice Chalmers was and the John Deere were everybody's favorite. So anyway, pretty cool stuff. All the implements become just as popular as the tractors themselves at the club's annual show, which is always held the third weekend of September. In the days prior, the family hauls many tractors and implements as possible to the show site near Watson, Illinois, just 4 miles south of their home, where participants put on plowing demonstrations, harvest crops, bale hay, thresh wheat, etc. Before that, they'll be loading several up tractors to take to the American Thrasherman Association show in Pinkyville, however you say, Illinois, which is hosting the 2024 gathering of the Orange. It doesn't really matter, though, whether it's a tractor show, tractor pull, or just a meeting of the local AAA tractor club. It's all about Alice. How about that? Wasn't Alice the maid on the Brady Bunch? Anyway. All right. One more thing before we go. Got a couple of minutes here. I seen this my in-laws, my mother-in-law and father-in-law sent this to me. Article out of the Enid newspaper up there. And Dana Zook, one of my favorite OSU people, is talking about this, and I know you guys get tired of hearing about it, but it's getting worse and worse, and we got to do something about it as landowners. And so anyway, in many areas of the, wait till you hear some of these numbers. In many of the areas of the state, the eastern red cedar tree has been present in the landscape for a long time, and it can be easy to overlook its true impact on rangelands. One day you're driving along and notice the trees seem much bigger than in the past. Well, don't feel alone. It happened to me, she says. These species can thrive in many types of soil and under a variety of weather conditions, and it seems there's no landscape is immune. Some might not feel like the cedar tree is an issue, but I really think it is. But research tells the true story. Reduced forage production. As the eastern red cedar trees grow, they shade out forage plants that are used for wildlife and livestock production. Areas dominated by eastern red cedar may see reductions in rangeland carrying capacity, which is the stocking rate. This might be hard to initially identify, but evidence of this could be detected by increased feed costs and earlier needs for supplementation compared to the past. Recently, Oklahoma State University Natural Resources Extension published an information documenting the change in the eastern red cedar tree cover from 1950 to 1985. And at that time, the amount of land taken over by the species statewide went from 1.5 million acres to 3.5 million acres. This is up till 1985. In northwest Oklahoma, the increase went from 92,750 acres to a staggering 697,350 acres. That's a 652% increase. And if we simply say that 1 acre of native grass produces 1,000 pounds of forage, that would be a substantial loss for livestock production. There's no denying it. And what else is in here before I run out of time? Oh, yeah, it's been proven. Is there a relationship here? According to the OSU fact sheet, L-439, water use by the eastern red cedar, a single tree uses up to 21 gallons of water each day. But this is the first article that I've really paid attention to and read, but that's all year long. They never stop using water. Water used by this species will vary depending on soil type, and research shows it can adapt to drier conditions, but also increase water uptake in the areas. There you have it. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. Remember, October 5th. Coming up next week, the Berlin Fire Department will be having its fish fry by donation only starting at 6 o'clock at the fire department. Anyway, it's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Also, quick note, Donnie's quit sewing to go have lunch because they said the dust quit flying. We'll be back.
You've got it locked on Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle's home for today's best country. Number one rated, 96.5 KECO Elk City.